Now, I want you to go just for a moment to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I'm just reviewing here. I'm going to get you up to speed so we can jump into some really good stuff. Amen. Now, we know he's the living doorway, as Pastor Chuck brought out. And we know greater is that living doorway within you than all the thieves that stand at that doorway trying to block your access to him. Amen. We're going to teach you how to get it from up there to here. Now, I just want to talk about temple for a minute. We are called to pray from the tabernacle of God. Amen. I want you to notice what he says. It's a powerful scripture. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. My people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven. Now, he's praying this at the tabernacle. He's dedicating this temple. And God says this, verse 15, and now mine eyes shall be open. I always wondered where I could catch the eye of God. Because you catch his eye, his ear, and his heart, you'll be one blessed person. You got to find out where he is. He's still in the same place. Notice what he says. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. In what place? The temple. That's not this church. That's not these walls. That temple liveth up in you. Amen. That's where he is now. His eye is there. He says, I've chosen and sanctified this house and placed my name there forever. He sanctified your temple and he put the name of Christ in you to forever dwell in your tabernacle. Verse 15, mine eyes shall be open and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made. His eye is there. His ear is there. Glory to God. He's chosen your temple and put his name there. He says, now mine eye. See, this is the foreshadowing of what's true in the old. And I'm going to show you two instances in the new. Now I've chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. You want to know where the heart of God is? You want to be a man or a woman after God's own heart? He's dwelling in the temple. Know you not, you're the temple. Where do you think Paul derived these revelations from? He saw where God was dwelling and he knew God's dwelling in us. Now, know you're the temple of the living God. That's where his eye is. John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it'll be done. Notice where you ask, from the position of in him. Notice where you ask, you're in him asking. Amen? And it'll be done for you. The same place in the temple, they went into the temple before they made requests. Or Moses went up into the mountain. The only time Moses operated outside the temple when he was demonstrating. When he was demonstrating, he stretched forth his rod. Amen. And the Red Sea parted. There'll be time when you demonstrate. You don't have to go in that temple. You come out and you're standing in front of demonic powers. You demonstrate. You don't have to go up in there. There, you come out of there and demonstrate. But you're not going to have that kind of power to demonstrate if you've not been inside that tabernacle. Matthew 6:6, very powerful. When thou prayest, say, when thou prayest. When you pray, when you pray. Notice verse 9. After this manner pray you therefore. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, the Lord's Prayer, okay? He's going to precede the Lord's Prayer with a position you have to be in order to pray. Now I'm going to talk to you about the Lord's Prayer tonight. We've only known that prayer forever. I think it was a little more than our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. It was a little bit more to that. Amen. He says, when you prayest, you need to prayest. Enter into thy closet. And when you have shut the door, pray to the Father which is in that closet. Unless the Father's dwelling where your shoes and your suits are, he's probably not talking about the closet in your house. The closet there means an interior room. It actually means inner sanctuary. Inner chamber is the actual Greek. It's an inner chamber. That's the kingdom within. That's the temple within. Because the Father's there. Wherever that place was, he said, the Father which is in that place. He's in that secret place. You got to get to where he is. When you get to where he is, he says, then you pray to him. So the foundation of really all true prayer was being positioned first before you started praying. He says, the Father which is in secret, which seeth in secret. What did he say in 2 Chronicles? My eye will be upon that tabernacle. What did he say? My eye will be on that. Notice right here, if you're where he is, he seeth you. Question is, does God see you? Well, God sees all of us. Yeah, but he's got a meeting place. And he wants to see you there because that's where his ear's at. That's where his eye is. Because it requires you come to where he is so much so he said you got to shut the door. That means you got to get up in there. Amen? That's the part that a lot of people are having to struggle with. But we're getting better at it. Amen? If you don't get access, you're not going to get the rest of what we're about to say. Because everything that's going to happen to you is going to happen to you up in that place. You got to get in there. The problem is we're praying and we're doing all this crazy stuff out here. We're trying to do all this when God's ear is inclined into that temple. When his eye sees you there, he's going to hear you. So when you pray, the Lord's Prayer was prefaced by your position first. Say amen. Now that you're positioned, now that you're in the tabernacle, now that you're in your temple, no, you're not. You're the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell in you. I will walk in you. Wherefore, come out from among them. Come out, just like Moses did. Touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you and be a father to you. Where you think he's receiving you at? In the tabernacle of God, in the temple, the same place of this scripture. Shut the door to the world. Shut the door to these systems. Shut the door to yesterday and tomorrow and all the stuff you're dealing with. Get up in there. So where there is this stuff, don't go up in there. Come into the rest of God where you've ceased from your labors. God's not going to have you come up in there with all your stuff. You got to lay your baggage down on the way in there. When you're in there, you're in a state of peace. You're in a state of heavenly rest because you're in Christ at this point. As we know, the only way up in there is through the door. Amen. Through the living door, the same way the cloudy pillar, I am the door. If any man entereth in, he'll be saved, and he'll go in and out the same place. He just left that part out. He goes, but I mean, you're going to come in by him. That's the only way in. Amen. All right. Now I want to get into the Lord's Prayer. Go to Luke chapter 11 and put your finger in Matthew because we've got to come back. It doesn't matter whether Matthew, it's the same prayer. But I wanted to, Matthew gives you something Luke didn't give you. Matthew gave you the position. But Luke then gives you something Matthew didn't give you. And sometimes you got to find out what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all had together. Amen? Because they all had the picture, but they only gave parts. It's real important. Now I'm going to teach you tonight how to receive from God. Wouldn't you like to have your prayers actually answered? If y'all really want to get real, of how many prayers in our life go unanswered? How many actually get answered? Here's how it works. God blessed me with a new car. Mortgage company gave me a great interest rate. I'm going to pay the next 7 years on it. I'm highly blessed and favored of the Lord. God made a way where there was no way. No, Mammon gave you a loan. I'm not knocking that. I have a car. I'm just telling you. If God blessed us with a new car, he'd roll it right up there, paid for. Amen. Because that's how he does it. Amen. He works with us where we are, but the real blessing of the Lord, what I want to do is receive from heaven. And I got to pay for it for the next 6 years. I'm not sure that it's any different than the world unless God just made a way where they just, you know, accepted my application. But other than that, you know, I'm still paying for it. Amen. If God's really blessing me, then he paid for it. I want to show you how to receive from heaven, I'm learning now. Believe it or not, it's up in the Lord's Prayer. Part of it. I'm going to have to show you another part to give you the way it's going to go. Luke 11:1, ready? And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. As John taught his disciples. So they're asking, teach us to pray. This is the exact thing he said. This is the exact circumstance, the exact time that Matthew recorded the account of. He just left out the part that we just discussed about the position. So insert the position of prayer. He's saying, if you're going to pray, just like Moses and all them, you're going to get into the tabernacle of God, where God's eye is, where God's ear is. Once you get positioned, pray like this. All right. But he adds something here that's very powerful. And he gives the Lord's Prayer just like Matthew does. When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, and we forgive our debtors, and let us not tempt us to deliver us from evil. Amen. That's kind of what we do, the Lord's Prayer. You know, get it in before you go. Amen. It's funny how we do these things. I got to get it in before we go. It's been posted on your refrigerator forever. I'm sure each one and everyone has said it 1,000 times. But there's a little more than this recital. No, Pastor, it must be said, Our Father, which art in heaven. It's the way you pray it. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. You got to put a little bit of religious tone on it. That's what's going to make God hear it. So he goes on and he gives the parable, but there's something I want to see at the end of this because you're going to need this part. Verse 13, he says, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit than him that ask him? He's talking about the Holy Spirit, giving the Holy Spirit when he's talking about prayer. He gives the parable of the man trying to go before the door and the guy wouldn't let him in, but because of his opportunity, he rose up and gave him the bread anyway. And he says, if that man will give bread, how much more will your Father that wants to give the bread, give you bread? He goes, but you're going to need somebody to help you in the process of prayer. And so he adds the administration of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is absolute key to answer prayer. Amen. And I'll tell you why. Because prayer, the Holy Spirit has several major functions when it comes to answered prayer. Because he is the one. See, when you pray, you're praying to your Father in heaven. Amen. Now, the Bible says in James, it says every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above. Amen? 1 John 3:22 says this, whatsoever we ask, we receive from him. What if you're asking for something material here? It says you're receiving it from him. He's spiritual. You know, in Ephesians 1:3 says, you're blessed with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. That's great. I need them here. Those spiritual blessings are going to go through a process of transformation in the process of prayer that's going to take you, Father, the finished work of Christ, and the Holy Ghost to manifest into the earth. It's going to require you be in position, the Holy Ghost doing what he does, the Lord Jesus doing what he already did, and the Father ordering the release. And it's going to take one other thing, faith. And some understanding of how it works. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm ready for answered prayer. I don't intend to pray to God for the rest of my life and not receive 2 or 3% of my prayers answered and go on hallelujah in the rest of my life and just take the rest by faith. I want to find out how it works.
And God knows I want to find out how it works because I'm on him every day until he does tell me. I show up every day. You got to show me how this works. I know the problem is not you. I want to think it's God, but it's not. It's usually me. I'm certain of it. So therefore, I present myself to learn. Amen. But the thing I'm not going to do is keep praying the rest of my life and just put the red, well, he'll do it when he gets ready. It's amazing. Most of our lives, he's not seemed to be ready. I want to change that. I want to have a church full of people who gets answered prayer. Full of people that don't live for somebody else's answered prayer. You know, a lot of congregations just live to see their pastors blessed. You know, if they're blessed, we're blessed. Hallelujah. No, I want you to be blessed. I want you to know God, not just us. I want you. I want us all to know him. And I want answered prayer. I want to pray to a God that answers my prayer. From all the way up from revival, all the way down to a new bed. A new camel that can actually walk with four legs. Camels these days got tires, but in those days they were camels. You know, a new car, camel. I want to be able to pray for a new camel and for God to bring me the camel when I need it. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go back to the Lord's Prayer. Well, we'll just pick it up in Luke 11 since we're there. And it came to pass, teaches to pray in verse 2. Now, remember, you're positioned by the time he's talking the Lord's Prayer here. You're already in position. Amen. You're in him. Amen. So you're in position. Now, you must understand your access and entrance. If you've bypassed this, you're going to bypass everything that's going to happen in this Lord's Prayer because you're out of position. And you're going to see why that's important here. Because the first thing that's going to happen when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven. It's not just saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thou. That is not what's happening. You've entered into a heavenly realm, for one thing. You're in fellowship with him. You're in a place where God's dwelling in his temple. What's the first order? You see him as Father. What's the second order? Hallowed be thy name. One of the first things you're going to get to experience when you come in to the living temple of God is true worship. It's going to erupt from you. The true glory of God's going to come up out of your spirit. You're going to experience the flow of love and the flow of glory and the flow of one. That's one of the first things that happened to me. I get up in there and I just fall in love all over again. You're going to fall in love with God. You do that here, but you're more just doing it. I worship you. I worship. But when you're there, it's just a natural because you're with him and all of it's just coming up out of you. You're in his presence. When you're in his presence, it's a lot easier to release. Amen. When you're not in his presence, you're doing it all by faith. Amen. That's why he said the true worshipers will worship me in spirit and truth. They're going to come through the truth. You're going to be in Christ. You're going to be in that place. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You're going to come to the Father. You got to come up through me, and you're in that place and worship, hallowed be thy name. It was designed not to be a prayer like you pray. It was designed to be a sequence, a sequential order that when you're with him, it's not designed to be a prayer that's prayed in 15 seconds, it's over. Here's what's going to happen when you come into this tabernacle. You're going to meet the Father, is what he's saying, and you're going to worship the Father because you're going to be in his presence. You're going to be where he is, and hallowed be thy name. It's going to be a reaction when you're in there. Amen? It's not something you're going to do and be done in 15 seconds. Sometimes hallowed be thy name might take 30 minutes. Hallowed be thy name, you might be lost in hallowed be thy name for an hour. You might not even get past hallowed be thy name. A couple of weeks ago, I hit hallowed be thy name, and a fountain of worship erupted into me for three straight days of hallowed be thy name, oh glory to God. And I cried and wept for 3 days, because I hit hallowed be thy name in the place of the temple. And it was glorious, and it changed my life forever. I thought, oh man, I've hit it, praise God forever, just love, glory all day long. And it was just a taste. God gave me a taste of what was in there. Because the week after that, I couldn't even find God. I couldn't even get through the door for 3 straight days. Now, you start eating from that realm and you don't go in there in 3 days, you're in trouble. I don't know how to explain that to you. You just are. And I'd bang the door down,
Just all 2 or 3 hours straight. Third day, I just got upset. I pitched a royal joint air fit. Have you ever pitched a fit with your mom or dad? I pitched a fit. I was upset. I got in the car. I was driving. I said, God, what is going on? Just speak to me. I look up, and there was this bumper sticker on a car. It says, baby on board. He said, that's you right now. He goes, that's my word to you. You're acting like a big baby. I said, oh, that's just great. The next day he showed me my instruction. It's been my instruction for 5 years or more. It's one of those things you just keep hearing from God and do it, but you don't do it, you know. He said, how many times have I asked you? Have I requested? Have I led you? Have been patient with you and shown you mercy? But how many times have I asked you to put me first? Now, not everybody can do that. Some of you got to get up at 5, 4 in the morning and be at your job. I understand that. But with me, I had no excuse. And I hadn't had an excuse. And God's been merciful and let me in anyway, even though I'd shuffle him in the deck. And, but I'd make sure I got in there, even if I was trying to do it at 10 o'clock, you know, at night. I said, Lord, guilty. He said, I have a reason why I want you there first. Boy, I just straightened, just jerked the slack out. And I mean, just as soon as just boom, explosion right through the door, just awesome. Back got healed immediately. Neck got healed immediately. Then he starts talking again because you get in there where he's at. Amen. I'm like, I got it, Lord. You're first. God don't like to be shuffled in your deck. He does not like that. Now I want to get into the next part. Hallelujah. As a side note, because I'm not going to get here, look at verse 4, chapter 11. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive everyone that's indebted to us. Do you remember that series we did on trespasses? Do you know that I didn't know this at the time other than what the Holy Spirit told me? He says, if you want to truly forgive and you're having a hard time forgive, stop trying to forgive somebody in this jurisdiction, because most of the time the trespass that was unleashed against you when someone betrayed you, that was a spiritual entity that was behind that betrayal, and that spiritual entity shut something down inside you and caused the trespass. You're dealing with more than this. That person was a spiritual entity, so stop trying to deal with in this jurisdiction. Bring it to the throne of grace. Represent that person. Begin to bless them before me at the throne of grace by faith. And I, just like you, I don't know how to do that. I just decided back then, I come to the throne of grace, and I was just coming by faith, and I begin to bless them, and I bless them, and I blessed them, because nothing in me wanted to bless them. For 15 straight days I did that, and then there was an explosion of the love of God. He just started clearing one trespass after another, after another, after another. I had a lot of them, because ministry will just compound that stuff if you don't know how to get it off. Amen. Just clean the heart. Well, I didn't realize back then was this Lord's Prayer. That was an operation of the Lord's Prayer. We were supposed to be in Him where He is and forgiving people in that place with Him, not in the earthly jurisdiction, but with Him. And I didn't even know it. The Holy Ghost told me to do it, but now I see it. You have to get it out of your mind. The Lord's Prayer is just something you recite for 15 seconds. That is not the Lord's Prayer. That is what happens when you're in the temple with Him. Things like this happen. Hallowed be thy name. You're going to forgive in that place, and you're going to be forgiven. It's a jurisdiction that's not of this world. There's a lot of power up in there. And there's a lot of glory up in there. And the devil just assume you stay away from that place. Sometimes you talk about this to some people in church, they have no clue what you're talking about. But you do. They're going to know, because we're going to shout it from the rooftops. Because we're about to finish this course. Each one of these are operations that take place in there. Amen? Now let's get back to this awesome operation. Because right after hallowed be thy name, I'm keying in on something. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done as in heaven, so in the earth. Let's take this away from a 5-second recital and move it more to an operation that takes place in the temple, in Christ, in the secret place. There is a transmittance, a transference
of heavenly things, thy kingdom come. That's what was supposed to be happening in our prayer life, was there supposed to be a transfer of the kingdom of God as it is in heaven into the earth. You're a part of that transference. The Holy Ghost is a part of that transference. Christ has already paid for that transference. It's all up in Him, called riches in glory, riches of His grace, all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. It's already been laid up there. He's already purchased it for you. There's a huge treasury house there.
Ever heard of people going to heaven? And they go up and then they see these rooms. They see these big buildings with all these body parts in there. Have you heard anybody go up to heaven? Lots of people have seen that. And they see these rooms of these body parts and they ask, what is this? That this is all that I've purchased for anybody on the earth that wants it. Body parts.
Where are they? How come they're not getting down? What's up in the riches and glory. I taught a message one time of everything I presently saw. There's a lot there in the right hand of God. Jesus was appointed heir of all things. The sevenfold inheritance. Worthy is the Lamb that's received power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. I'm preaching a whole lot better than your shouting tonight. He received it all there. It's part of the riches of His grace. It's part of the riches of His glory. It's all up in there. And part of what we were supposed to be doing when we entered into the temple was being a part of this transference that came down. Not just saying, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Come on. We got to grow past that. Do you really think the whole kingdom of God is going to come because we decide to say that in 15 seconds?
We were supposed to be part of a transference of the kingdom. You're a direct part of that. You have to see what's in there. You have to ask. Isn't it amazing? Everything happens by faith. The Bible says you enter in by faith. We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. James says you got to ask in faith. Let a man ask in faith. Well, you're going to have to receive by faith too. There's an asking and there's a receiving. Now, it says, thy kingdom come. That word come is erkomehi. Greek word. I'm going Greek on you. It means to come or go, depending on what place you're in. Thayer's dictionary, this is a really good definition. To come from one place to another. My little definition, to transfer from one jurisdiction to another. Because we're wanting the kingdom to come. We know exactly where it's got to come into the earth. It's a kingdom. It's a spiritual kingdom. But it's going to manifest here. There's two things that got to happen to that kingdom. It's got to come down and then it's got to manifest. The Holy Ghost does both of those. He's the agency of transference that initially brings it. He transmits it. And then He does this miraculous thing. He materializes it. He is the only one that can do this. Take something that Christ purchased for you, that's a spiritual blessing, and materialize it into the earth. He takes what's spiritual and makes it material into the earth where you can touch it. He materialized Anna. She's been a blessing ever since He materialized her. But He'll materialize it. There's a transference, but there's two transferences made. Here's what we think. Father, I ask you for a new camel. So He takes the camel and drops it out in front of you down there. From heaven to earth, thy kingdom comes. So there's a transference of jurisdiction. Because we know it's spiritual, it's coming from the kingdom of heaven to earth, we know there's a transference of jurisdiction, do we not? We know the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. We know the kingdom of the earth is a natural kingdom. So there's got to be a transference of jurisdiction. It's going to move through jurisdictional boundaries. Amen? That's one part of it. It's going to transfer. You know where that transfer takes place? Do you think, God, I'm going to prove it to you in a minute. Do you think that He leaves you out of it, of the equation? Do you know that that transfer has to come through you? Do you think He just bypasses you and drops it out of heaven into the earth? It looks like He does,
But do you know something? He is transferring it through you. It's got to come through you. That's why he wanted you to deal with the unforgiveness and the trespass, because you got stuff up in there. It will block the flow. Look at that. Thy will be done. Done. Probably, if we're going to go somewhere we've never been, we're probably most likely going to have to learn something we've never learned before. If we have all the answers, I'm sure we'd be walking in it right now, wouldn't you? Done. You know what the word done means? It's done. It's well done. Ready. So you got come. That's a transfer. Then you've got done. That's from a Greek word, genomehi. Genomehi. It means to become. It means to come into being. It means to be brought to pass. It means from the Thayers to come into existence. It means to begin to be. It means to receive being, to come to pass, to come upon the stage of miracles to be performed. Done is the phase where it's materialized. Done is done. Kingdom come is the phase where it's transferring. All this must be happening in your prayer life. You are the agency by which God is going to transfer, and he does this by faith. It's not just your asking. The Lord told me, you can ask on forever if you want to. I've asked a lot. You should see my prayer calls that I got a whole wall of constitutions. A whole wall. Some of them 52 pages worth of constitutions. When the Lord taught me how to ask 7-8 years ago. Ask for wealth transference. Ask for revival. I've asked for a lot of stuff. You should see some of the stuff we've asked for. I'm like, God, here I am. I'm asking. I'm in the room. What's up? What's the problem? He goes, there's got to be a transference. All this can come by faith, by the way. You approach him by faith. You ask in faith. There's another part. So thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Part of what we're doing in prayer is we are operating with the Holy Spirit in harmony with heaven, orchestrating our faith for the transference of what is in the heavens. How many right now believe that your answer is at least is in heaven right now? Raise your hand. That the answer, that you, what you're believing for, at least it's there. Could you raise your hand? Because he said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we have no problem knowing it's done there. Amen. We have no problem. He has it all there. The problem is how to get it here. We're only just one leg away. That's a big leg. But we're getting it closer now. It's the part we've missed. If it's faith to enter in, faith to access, faith to ask, it's probably going to be faith now to transfer. This is another operation now. Transfer. We go to the right hand of God. Now, thy kingdom come, transfer of jurisdiction, thy will be done. That is going to be the demonstration, right? Go to Mark chapter 11. So with the precipice that every time we truly want to pray, if we want to see these things done, worship in spirit, transfer of the kingdom of God, learn to forgive out of the right hand of God. If we want to learn to do all this in there, so when God says, when you pray, he's already believing you're already positioned to pray, amen? Especially in transferring of the kingdom. If you're going to be a very powerful person of prayer in transferring the kingdom, it's probably going to take a little more than us just kneeling down and saying a prayer and saying amen. Amen. That's probably why it's not working right now. Because we are actually agents. And some of you are going to be so powerful in the spirit, you have no idea the stuff you're going to move in the future. Because you're going to get the keys that unlock. What did God say? It's my good pleasure to give you the whole kingdom. It's my pleasure to give you the kingdom. Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the stuff will just get added. You know what he meant by that? Stop what you're doing and learn how this kingdom works. I am just amazed, and I have no issues whatsoever, because me and Carson were talking about this on the way here, what college he's going to go to and all that. He goes, you're paying for it, Daddy. I'm like, oh, thank you.
we're having this conversation on the way here about college, and I'm amazed at all the emphasis that's given to the natural education of the brain. And we go to college, why? So we can have a career. So we can make a living. Or we can increase our standard. And so the cycle goes on. Amen? Wonder if we gave that kind of time to learn how God's kingdom worked. Because God's got an inheritance. It's up in heaven. Jesus is an inheritor of the Father's mountains. And he says, and my servants will dwell there, and my elect will inherit it. I will bring a seed out of Jacob, out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains. My elect shall dwell there. My servants shall dwell there, and my elect shall inherit it. How do we get that? You know, the funny thing about it, you can work, and not get anywhere. Under today's system, how many are in? Don't raise your hand. I don't want to know. We can get in that train where we just work just to pay bills late. Amen? With a college degree sometime. Mammon's a hard taskmaster. Now, what we want to learn to do is get what God has for us. You might have to start believing on a smaller level. The Lord said, don't take on the big stuff you've asked for. Let's take something smaller. Like the camel. Believe. Because once you learn how the process works, once you learn how it's moved from heaven to earth, it's amazing. There's people who tell you today, well, you're going to have to sow a seed if you're going to get this done. Listen, I'm not teaching you that. I'm teaching you how to appropriate from heaven. Amen? We are sons in our Father's house. Sometimes we think we've got to put that action. The only action you really need is a true heart full of faith and the understanding of how this works and carry it out to the end. There are things you're going to have to learn to do if you're going to make this work. Otherwise, my message will fall on deaf ears. You will have to learn to enter into the temple of God that's inside you. You will have to learn to gain access. That's why God has given us 3 years of that message. It should be falling out your ears right now because we teach it so much. You have to learn how to come approach the Father. Asking in faith. Have a whole series on the website called Spiritual Constitution. Shows you how to prepare a constitution for the big stuff. You don't have to do that for the little stuff. If you need a camel, you don't need a 52-page constitution for a camel. Amen? Now, go to Mark chapter 11. Now, it's amazing. This chapter, I want to get in the fullness, but I actually want to bring this to a head tonight. He just went into the temple. Remember, this is the time he looked around, looked about all things. I don't think he was happy with what he saw. Left, came back the next day with a scourge of cords, cleaned the temple out. Then he taught them to pray after he cleaned the temple. Sometimes our temple needs a little house cleaning. Amen. Verse 22, I want to get to the meat of this and bring this message home. You must understand this dimension. The Lord just showed me this, and man, I am on it. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Verily I say unto you, who shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Believe those things which he saith will come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. You want to hear this. You want to write this down. This is the verse. I just showed it to you in the Lord's Prayer, the operation of this verse. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, whatsoever things you desire, whatsoever things you desire when you pray. I will preface this, when you pray properly in position. This kind of prayer, if you want it to work, you're going to have to get in the position of Matthew 6:6, which we discussed. Amen? You're going to have to be in the temple if you want this to happen. But this is what's going to happen with the transference of the kingdom of God into the earth. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. That is what you and I are called to do, as a transfer of the kingdom. We're not called to build things in the flesh here. We're called to bring that kingdom here. That kingdom is a lot greater than this one. And when it shows up, everyone will marvel. Amen? Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray in proper position, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Those are
two things right there. Two separate operations. He said, pray, believe, pray. There's three things going on here. There's pray, believe that you receive. Who receives? What did I say when you prayed? What did I say? That God wasn't going to leave you out of it and bypass you. He was going to bring it through you. Believe you receive, and then you will have. And you will have. You can say the receive part is thy kingdom come. Because that's where it's going to transfer jurisdictions. It's going to transfer out of the right hand into your domain. You're going to receive it. You know, some of the people, I even know in this in my own life, when I prayed for things in the past, there is a knowing that comes. When you got something, you got it. How many of you ever had that? You prayed and you got it. You know you got it. I got it. And then nothing's going to take it away. You know what happened? Because you got it. It may not have manifested, but you have got it, baby. I got it. I know I got it. I know that I know that I know that I know I got it. Nothing in the natural has changed, but you got it. You have received something that was drawn down out of the right hand of God. The kingdom of God, it came out of that spiritual inheritance and it got downloaded, relocated, transferred to you. And though it may not be done yet, it's in you. You got it. There has been a transference. Believe that you receive, and then you will have. The have is the done part. The have is the demonstration. The have is the materialization. But you got it here before you get it here. That's why he said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it's going to flow the issue of life. It's coming out of you. It's just not of you. It's coming out of heaven. You're an agency of transference right alongside the Holy Ghost. Because when you see it, so you enter in, you see it, you ask in faith. And once you ask in faith, Holy Ghost is right there. All these components are going to come into place. Holy Ghost is waiting for the Father. The Christ is sitting as Lord over the whole inheritance. He's operating off of finished work. The Father's hearing you. His eyes upon you in the temple. Oh, look, they've come in the temple. Wow. You hear. God says, yes. Take an allocation out of riches and glory. Now, here's the point. The Holy Ghost is the one. He's the agency. He said he will receive of mine and transmit it to you. All things the Father has is mine. So Jesus said, Holy Ghost will receive of mine and show it to you. But that word in John 16, in the Amplified says he will declare, disclose, and transmit it where? To you. Here's the part that we have to do next. If we have to enter in by faith, if we have to see by faith, if we have to ask by faith, we have to receive by faith. He says, believe that you receive. And then once you have received it, it's still spiritual at that point. It's just transferred at that point. It's come out of the treasury houses of riches and glory. My God shall supply all of your need in accordance to what? How is he going to supply a natural need out of a spiritual treasury house of riches and glory unless that riches and glory is going to come through a process and be transitioned, transformed, and then materialized here? Because need's a natural need in the earth. He's talking financial. When I ask, the next part is now I have to believe. You know why you got to believe? You got to believe every part of the journey. But here's the good part the Lord told me. I said, how do I know when I got it? He goes, how did you know in the past when you got it? You knew. He goes, how do you know when you're in here with me? You know. You just know.
And he said, do you remember when you first learned how to enter into the right hand of God? He goes, did you get in the first day? I said, no. He goes, you pretty much know how to walk in there pretty freely now, don't you? And I said, yeah, unless I'm in disobedience. I can get in there pretty quick. He says, the pathway open. He goes, I need you to open the receptacle now from heaven to you, the receiving receptacle. A lot of stuff can get in the way of the receiving receptacle. May not think you're worthy. May think you need to go work for it instead. Much rather pay that camel off in 60 months than just receive that camel freely from the Father. Sometimes we accept mammon's way of deliverance instead of waiting and doing it's God's way of deliverance. Mammon's pretty much convinced us all if we're going to have a nice home, we're going to pay for it for a long time to serve another master. Now, don't get under condemnation because I pay a mortgage. We're all learning here, but I'm saying there's something there that we can bring down. If you can see it there and ask for it, we can believe. So what did I do? I started doing exactly what. Father, I just believe that I receive. I started getting the receiving scriptures out. If God spared not his only son, how shall he not freely give you all things? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, all things are yours. You are Christ. All things are yours. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You can believe when you pray from this temple. Believe that you receive from him. Believe that you receive. So I just started quoting those scriptures. I just believe I receive. My God is a sun and shield. You give grace and glory. No good thing are you withholding. See, sometimes our belief system thinks he's up there withholding. We haven't got the believing of the receiving down yet. You see it? Get this last leg in place. Things are going to start flowing. You're going to be an agency of transference. You, the Holy Ghost, the Father, and the Son. Start demonstrating the kingdom. There's a lot that can come down that place. I say start something small that you really want right now. Work with the desire of your heart. Something out of your normal reach right now, but not too far out because you'd be working on it too long. You need faith. But take this and hold it. Every day, go in there. I believe I receive. I believe I receive. Go back until you get this transference of assurance that, man, I know I got it. I know I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Man, I got it. I know I got it. You got it somehow. There was a receiving. It got down in you. And once you knew you had it, it was just a matter of time where it manifested. Amen. I remember when the Lord did this to me, when he broke the spirit of poverty, heaven come down upon me, fell in intercession. Something came over me that night. Man, I went back to the same job. The same job. That was Thursday night. On Monday, an anointing hit me. That next Friday, he quadrupled my income. Took me from $400. It was actually $350 to almost quadrupled to $1,200 paycheck. That was a lot of money back then for me. I'm telling you right now, that was a lot of money. Because all my paychecks have been $350, $400. I mean, $1,200 maybe not some of you, but some of $1,200 might be a lot. It's all relative. The next week, it was $1,600. 2 months after that, it was $2,000 for 1 week. That wasn't a bad paycheck. Something came down. There are anointings that will come out of that place. He requires, this is the part I miss. Every time we just leave it in that plate, we ask, you got to believe you receive it. You have to receive it, and then you will have it. You receive it here in your spiritual domain, because at that point, it's still spiritual. Then, once it's here, the Holy Ghost, he's using your authority as a man or a woman in the earth He's using the dominion because now that spiritual inheritance integrates with the original dominion God gave you. And the Holy Ghost then takes that and releases it here into manifestation, into materialization. The whole process has been made complete. Is that glorious or what? When you go to believe, you receive. If it don't happen the first day, go back. Go back. Go back. I've only been in it 2 days. Can't wait to go back in there tomorrow. Working the faith, because sometimes you got channels that have to be opened up. Well, you believe it or not, you got channels. You got to get those channels open. Once they do, there's going to be a free flow. Once you start appropriating from heaven, you can appropriate the big stuff. Like revival. Just who are you anyway? Boy, the devil would just love to convince you you ain't never going to make it, but you already have an inheritance. Jesus already laid it up in a place he can't steal it from you. All you got to do is learn how to do it. You take the time and energy to learn how this works, you will start appropriating generational inheritance for you and your children. You'll start appropriating generational inheritance for your family. It's not just finances. You'll start appropriating the kind of anointings that'll set people free. It's all there. When it's there, it's not going to manifest in the right hand of God. It's going to manifest here. Your dual citizenship gives you something very unique, a catalyst by which God transfers the kingdom of God through. He does not bypass you. It moves through you. But the Holy Ghost is the one bringing it through. And once he gets it here, then he anoints what came down out of heaven with dominion here. You ever seen in ministries and miracle operational ministries where before that healing and those miracles start, the place gets filled with glory. The vessels get filled with glory. See, it's coming down. It's not of them. It's just coming upon them. It's coming through. And once it gets here, the Holy Ghost releases. Whoosh. And the shall have begins. The manifestation begins. The materialization of what came down out of the right hand of God begins. Those are two different things. Here's the issue. We have to believe we receive. That is an act of faith. It's one thing to ask. It's one thing to seek. When it comes to receiving, there might be blockages there. We have to receive, receive, receive. It's our Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. The Lord God gives grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Father's withholding. He that gave his only son shall not alongside of him freely give you all things, say freely, give me all things. There's a reception of faith that opens this way from heaven to earth. You have to come to the place where you have it. Ready for this? Remember Peter at the Gate Beautiful? Remember when he came upon the man at the Gate Beautiful? In Acts chapter 3, laying there for 38 years. 38 years in a bed. You know what he told him? Silver and gold have I none, but what I have, I give to you. Rise up. He didn't say what is in heaven, what I have. Peter got it from there. When he approached that man at Gate Beautiful, he had it. He had it on him. He had it with him. What I have, I give to you. If it's there, you don't have it yet. Your healing may be there, but you don't have it yet. How many of you ever pray for something? Do you know heaven will bring something in your life called an assurance? You'll know that you've got it.
How many of you ever stood and prayed for God and prayed and prayed and something came on you and you just knew that you had it? You got it. I got it. I know it's going to happen. I got it. It's on me. It's mine. But nothing's manifested yet, but you've got it. You got a transfer. And when you get the transfer, it's going to manifest. The problem is if we don't get the transfer, it's still up there. You've got to believe for that transfer. That kingdom come. That happens when you're up in the temple. Father, transfer, transfer, transfer. Transfer that spiritual inheritance. Transfer it. I want it on me. I want to be like Peter. What I have, I give to you. You knew he had it by Acts chapter 5. It was on him like a cloud of glory. Shadow was on him. The glory of God come down on his temple. Come out of there to here. That's what's got to happen. It's faith to bring it here. Receive. Say faith to receive. I receive. You got to start learning to receive. Some of you get the idea, well, this happened when it's going to happen. No, it's going to be received. You got to receive it. I was listening to Gloria Coleman the other day, and she said something so remarkable. She was talking to her daughter. I just turned on the TV, and Laura said, listen to her. Listen, she's been doing this a long time. And she talked about they were all poor, broke, poverty. And you know what she said? She said, nothing happened until we learned to receive it. I knew it. I said, that's what God was teaching me. He goes, you've got to receive it. You know what's there. You've been asking. You've been seeking, you've been praying, you've been repenting, you've been shouting, crying, complaining, murmuring. How about receive? Walk around every good gift and every perfect gift coming from above and just coming on me. I am a receptacle for every good gift and every perfect gift. I receive it, Father. I receive it. It's going to work a lot better when you're in the temple. When you're in there with him, because there's nothing fighting you. I receive. See, right after you worship, you're full of love anyway, so you can just receive. Receive. I receive every good gift, every perfect gift. You freely, I freely partake of the inheritance today. Father, I receive. See, I ask, stand praying, and I believe. So you got to believe that you receive. You believe you receive until you get the transfer. There's going to be a transfer. And then there's going to be a manifestation. When you get the transfer, you will have manifestation because now it's here. Part of your dual citizenship. See, you can go up in there and be here at the same time. God transferred it into your domain. Now the Holy Spirit says, now that I've made the transfer, Holy Ghost made the transfer, now I will manifest and materialize that heavenly glory. I'll materialize it. Somebody say amen. That is awesome. Don't ever forget what Peter said. Don't forget it. What I have. You can go look it up in your Bible. Acts chapter 3. What I have. What I have. What did he say? What I have, I give. What I have. When Jesus sent the disciples out, you know what he said? Go, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, freely what? You have received, freely give. If you ain't got nothing, you're not giving nothing. It's the Holy Ghost that's going to do the work. The stuff that's up in you is not of you, it's just in ya. It comes from another dimension. It comes from Christ. It's all Him. You're just a container and a catalyst. I'm just a big container. Well, I got a little small tent, not much holding there. Small tent up there. Then God stretched forth the curtains of my habitations. Stretch my tent. The tent's inside you. Stretch it. Stretch that tent out. Stretch it out. So I can contain a whole citywide revival. Now, you may not start with a citywide revival, me either, but I'm going to start where I'm at. I have locked into something with God, and I am going to get it. What is it? It's a material thing. It doesn't matter. Take the chiefest desire of your heart and go after that, because that's where your heart is anyway. Why? I want to know how the process works. So once I know how the process works, then I can go after the big stuff. How many are you going to learn to receive? Receive? Well, how do I know? Like anything with heaven, you just know. When God puts something up in you, you know. You carry it. It's on you. I've got it. You'll be going, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. You have it. You got to receive till you get it. Once you get it, you're going to have a manifestation. Once you understand the process, you can have a lot of manifestation. You can be one of the ones that run around blast all the time that everybody's jealous of. They'll talk about you. Why are you giving to them? I'm holier than they are. God said, yeah, but they know how to believe me. I have all the knowledge in the world. Yeah, but they know how to believe me. They know how to use the knowledge. I want to be an expert alongside of you of learning how to be an agent of transference. I don't want to pray to a God that I can't get answer from. I want to know how it works, and he's showing us. I want to know how it releases, because there's a whole lot up there that needs to come down, and it's going to take every member of the body of Christ to get it all down, because not one member can get it all down, but every member can take their part down and go up there and find out, ooh, that's mine. That's mine. I take that. Ooh, that's mine. I receive that. Be walking around here like that. I'm ready to unload. Come on, give me somebody. Come on, I'm ready. Somebody, poor, unsuspecting, blind person walk up to you. Silver and gold have I none, but Holy Ghost, pull that up out of you and anoint, because that stuff ain't of you, it's just in you. And he'll anoint that stuff with dominion, and their eyes will pop open. And you'll be going, I'm sure glad you took that, because, God, that was heavy. Find me somebody else. All right, go to Acts 4. I'm going to get answered prayer. How many going to get some answered prayer? I'm going to find the God that answers prayer. And I don't care how small. I got to start with some shoelaces. But by the end of it, I'm telling you, we're going to be up in the right hand of God receiving a first world anointing. Receiving first world creative miracles. Receiving a first world wealth transference. Receiving an Asaph government. 24-hour priesthood of heavenly worship come down from the heavens to the earth. That's what David did. He pulled it out of heaven and released it on the earth. Gave it all to Solomon. A 24-hour priesthood of worship brought the worship of heaven down into the earth. He was the catalyst of that. All right, ready? Now they're going to pray. Watch this. Read this in your Bible. Acts 4, 29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Grant unto thy servants. Now they're together. They're in one accord. These people prayed together. They were in the upper room together. Jesus took 12 of them into the right hand of God together. Originally, we'll get into that another time. 11, actually. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Grant unto thy servants that with all boldness we may speak thy word by stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs, wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Stop. Look at me. What did they just pray? Give us boldness and give us signs, miracles, and wonders by the name. They're coming before the Lord. They're asking by faith. They're asking in the name of Jesus. Now, they've just asked for signs, miracles, and wonders to be done. Let's see if he answered it. Go to verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord. Very next chapter, the glory of God descended upon Peter, and he was carrying it like a cloud. Did God answer the prayer? Do you know there was something that happened before he answered the prayer? Do you know there was a transference made before he answered the prayer? Do you know there was a transference of that glory before it started manifesting? How many of you know in Acts chapter 2, they all got filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues? So all these people are already full gospel, tongue talking, filled with the Holy Ghost. What did they pray for? Grant that we speak the word with boldness. Grant us signs, miracles, and wonders. What does God give them first? A distribution, an allocation, a transfer. It transferred out of heaven before it started manifesting. You want to see it? Watch this. Verse 30, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs, wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, say when. What they asked for? They asked for miracles, signs, and wonders. What's the first thing they got? A transference. And the place was shaking when they were assembled. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost dropped down the glory and filled their temple with it. That was believe that you receive. You see that? Believe you receive. That dropped down. That glory come upon them. And then it started manifesting through them. Somebody say hallelujah. It's a first transfer, then a release. Transfer, release, receive. Freely you receive. You know what the Holy Ghost said? The place was shaking. They all got it and said, now give it. The same Holy Ghost that just transferred is the same Holy Ghost that's going to manifest it now. He doesn't got it down into the earth. When he gets it down into the earth, it's going to manifest just like that. It's done. When it gets here, it's done. That's why he said all you got to do is believe you receive it. You don't even have to believe it manifests, because once you get it here, the same Holy Ghost that brought it down is going to bring it through in the manifestation, demonstration, materialization. What of your inheritance has been sitting up there in the right hand of God being protected? Isn't that amazing? The place he transfers it, the devil has no access to. Where you pray, he has no access here. And once you got it here, he can't come up in there and get it. It's in a temple he can't come up into. What are you about to start transferring?